This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Hope you had a great weekend, everybody. Gang's all here ready to go on this Monday. Hour one, as we always do, best and worst of the weekend, what you saw that you liked, you didn't like. We'll talk free agency with Albert Breer, the Monday morning quarterback. Russell Wilson Jr. III going to the Steelers. We'll talk about that. Baker Mayfield staying in Tampa. We'll talk about that. And Mac Jones is going to Jacksonville. We'll talk about that as well. 877-3DP-SHOW. Email address, dp@danpatrick.com. Twitter handle at dpshow. Stat of the day, as always, brought to you by Panini America, the official trading cards of this program. It is March Madness. It's Merch Madness. We have some new hats and hoodies and T-shirts available at danpatrick.com. Plus the best-selling flavors of Tailgate Moonshine available right now. And this first hour brought to you by TireRack.com, the official tire experts of the Dan Patrick Show. You can use their easy-to-use tire decision guide. You'll get to have a response in about 2 minutes or less. The right tires for how and what and where you drive. Full lineup of Kumho tires, special offers, free road hazard protection, mobile tire installation. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. Play of the day, poll question, stat of the day, all of that forthcoming. We will head to Los Angeles and a recap of what happened last night at the Oscars. Kevin Frazier, Nichelle Turner from Entertainment Tonight will stop by as well. They did it last year. They joined us and they killed it. So reached out to Kevin and Nichelle Turner, who haven't been to bed yet, covering the Oscars and the post parties there as well. By the way, I haven't seen the movie Barbie. I've seen some of the movie, but watching Ryan Gosling last night sing his Ken song, I'm Just Ken, and Slash was there from Guns N' Roses. It was really well done. And I know that he's kind of a singer. I think he's got a band as well, but to get up there at the Oscars and sing like he did, got to give him a lot of credit.
He's not a fellow lacking in confidence.
He is not. He is not lacking confidence, yes. But that was, that. I thought it was good. I thought the show was good. You know, Jimmy Kimmel is the host again. And a couple of surprises in there. I didn't make it all the way through Oppenheimer. I've tried a couple of times.
I won't spoil it for you.
Yeah. Don't tell me how it ends. But, so it was a good year for the movies, I think. And watched a little bit of that last night. All right, poll question. What are we going to start with, Seton?
We could start with a better quarterback signing this weekend. We have the Steelers possibly getting, it's agreed upon, I don't know if he's officially signed, Russell Wilson, okay. Massive.
Right.
The Bucks signed Baker Mayfield in a move that seems to make a ton of sense for everybody. Yeah. Hey, the Jaguars picked up Mac Jones for a bucket of golf balls. That's pretty nice.
That's as close as you get to being released. I think it was a sixth-round draft pick. Yeah. And check, is Mac Jones from Jacksonville?
A sixth-round draft pick is worth much more than a bucket of golf balls, too. I apologize
close,
to
six-rounders. Close. Yes, Paulie.
Mac Jones was born in Jacksonville, Florida.
Okay, there you go.
Going home.
Yeah, home field advantage.
Prodigal son.
Right? Yeah, yeah.
I mean, we could throw in there... The Bills signing Mitchell Trubisky.
Okay.
But I don't know if he's
How about we just do the first two? Russell Wilson and Baker Mayfield.
You don't want to throw Mac in there, too?
Okay. No, I mean, that's a high-end backup. So
it's a good backup quarterback to have. He's not threatening. He's not going to take anybody's job, but he's a competent young fella that you can bring along.
Yeah, I think so. As long as he's good in the quarterback room, that's the key, because you know, that was the big report. He wasn't good in the quarterback room, and I think Bailey Zappi, who's now the quarterback, well, at least right now, for the Patriots, he liked the, I guess, tweet that said that Mac Jones was going to Jacksonville. Bailey Zappi liked that. If I'm Bailey Zappi, I don't get too comfortable as the starter with the Patriots. But for right now, he's your starting quarterback with the Patriots. They basically, you know, Gerard Mayo, the Patriots' new head coach, said, how do I get rid of any remnants of Bill Belichick's team? I think he did a pretty good job so far. But now you got to go out and get a little star power there. Also, Russell Wilson going to the Steelers. I talked about this late last week where I thought that was the place where he could go and start. And he would play for a year under Mike Tomlin, where you're guaranteed the team is going to have a winning record. You do have some skilled position players, you know, potentially a couple of knuckleheads there. But, you know, you do have a talented team and you got a good defense there. You're in a tough division. And I think Russ is a big upgrade there. I don't think he was going to Pittsburgh unless they guaranteed that he would be the starter. And to play under Mike Tomlin, you know you're going to be 9-8. You start the season, you know you're going to be 9-8 with Mike Tomlin. It just happens. He guarantees a winning record. Now can Russ give you two wins, maybe three wins, because you're in a very tough division. And yes, the Steelers do play the Denver Broncos this upcoming season. So that's the poll question we'll start out with. Albert Breer will fill in some of the details here with these contracts, situations. And if you're Russ, you're a bargain. Didn't cost Pittsburgh money, you know, $1.2 million. No draft picks here. That's a great, great signing and a major upgrade there. And if I look at his numbers last year with Denver and I look at the starting quarterbacks, the two previous seasons in Pittsburgh, their touchdown pass totals, Russ had a better year last year than the Pittsburgh quarterbacks did the two previous years combined. It's a major upgrade. All they're asking you to do is score 21 points. That's it. I think if you check in the losses that Pittsburgh had, maybe in five or six of them, they scored 13 points or less. You score 21 with that defense, you're going to probably win a couple more games there. Now you're going to be competing for a divisional title, and this is where Russ, it's almost like that Baker Mayfield situation, kind of a make or break, but Baker is a lot younger. I think he's 5 or 6 years younger. This is Russ's last go-around. You got to play well, and then maybe you get a team that will give you a 2 or 3 year deal. Or maybe he stays in Pittsburgh. I was told don't be surprised if Pittsburgh still drafts a quarterback. At where or what point in the draft, I don't know that. This person didn't know that. But the fact that Russ was visiting the Giants, the Raiders were interested. And I think there was a lot of talk when Russ was released, like, oh, nobody's going to pick him up. And I'm thinking, well, why would you say nobody's going to pick him up? He's free. I get a free quarterback, maybe a Hall of Fame quarterback in waiting at age 35 with a chip on his shoulder, and it's basically a tryout. I'm thinking, you can't lose here. And Mike Tomlin, you know, he's going to tell Russ, hey, you're not cooking. You know, we're all in the kitchen together here, Russ. You know, because there may be days where you're just getting groceries for us. There may be days when we ask you to win a game for us. But you do have a quarterback who's been in that situation before. You get a defense. You get a run-first team. And he had that in Seattle. And we know how that went. Yes, Heaton?
I wonder how many more years Russell Wilson wants to play. Well, I know how many he probably wants to play, but he's well past his prime at 35.
Yes.
He's hitting that window of this contract, maybe one more. But it's going to be a series of 1 to 2 year deals from now on. It's not going to be anything more than that.
Probably so. But I think as a starter, this will determine if he's a starter another year.
This is a big year for him.
If he gets benched, and, you know, they have, you know, Kenny comes back in there and he's the starter, then Russ is probably got a life of Mitchell Trubisky, where you're going to be a backup quarterback, or you're going to be the seasoned veteran there with a young quarterback. But I thought this was a major upgrade. I thought that it was a no-lose situation there. That franchise, that coach, that defense, I get it. And you got some receivers there. You got a good tight end. You got a couple of good running backs there. And you got that defense there. That's a pretty good formula there and can be as balanced as any team in that division. And keep in mind, you know, you look at the quarterbacks in that division. Does anybody, any division have quarterbacks that talented top to bottom? And, you know, the AFC North, that'll be tough sledding for everybody. But I'm looking at the DraftKings odds right now, and the favorites to win the AFC North, the Ravens, then it's the Bengals, and then the Browns. Steelers are a distant fourth right now. So I got the Ravens at plus 110. I've got the Steelers at plus 1,000. This is according to DraftKings. Yes, Paulie?
The Steelers last year, like you said, they were third to last in the league. From the quarterback position, they had 13 touchdown passes. Only the Panthers and the Jets were worse. If you combine Kenny Pickett's salary and Russell Wilson's salary for the 2024 season, they'll be spending $3 million on the quarterback position.
And it's you can keep Kenny because you got him under contract. And that's good for him to maybe learn with Russell Wilson. I don't know what they're doing with Mason Rudolph. But, you know, they have an upgrade there. And they did it, and it didn't cost him much. Yes, Marvin?
I'm looking at the Steelers' opponents for 2024. The Steelers at the Denver Broncos this season.
Yeah.
Which week? Time will tell. We don't know yet. The schedule hasn't come out yet, but what a grudge match.
Tribute video.
Okay. Do the Broncos do a tribute video to Russell Wilson when he comes back?
It'd be short.
All right. Todd, would you have a tribute video to Russ with your Broncos?
Not only will they not have a tribute video, I'm curious to see how badly he is booed when he comes running out onto the field.
Why would they boo him?
Because he was just part of a disastrous last couple of years, even though he improved his second year of the 2 years. I think he's going to be, they're going to give it to him a little bit.
Okay. But if you said that Russ will give you the same numbers in Pittsburgh that he did in Denver, I think Pittsburgh would take that. I think they'd sign up for that. This is what I was told by a source yesterday, that, you know, part of the knock on Russ is, and there's a lot of, you know, knocks on Russ, that he takes too many sacks, that a lot of times it's not the offensive line's problem, it's Russ's problem. You got to make sure that you're not taking those sacks and you're not committing turnovers with Mike Tomlin. If he does that, then I think that you're going to have a major upgrade. But Russ is part of the problem with these sacks. Now he's got to be part of this solution there. We do have March Madness and NCAA bids, and as we like to say, they punch their ticket. Stetson, Longwood, Drake, and Morehead State. Yes, Paul?
Some bonus coverage on Russell Wilson. He's been sacked 527 times in his career. He's only, I think he's like less than 40 sacks behind Tom Brady for the all-time record. So he has to play at least two more seasons to get the record.
Yeah, and that goes back to he creates a lot of these sacks because he holds on to the ball, trying to extend a play. And sometimes you just have to fold up your tent and throw the ball away. All right, we'll get to phone calls coming up. Best and worst of the weekend, what you saw that you liked. I spent the weekend in Tucson, Arizona.
How's that?
It was wonderful. We're big in Tucson.
You know, in all seriousness, when we got started years and years ago, they were one of our first affiliates, and we used to do great, crazy numbers there.
It's great. Great people, and I was out there for their Festival of Books. Over 100,000 people Saturday and Sunday come in. Over 300 authors, and I was out there with Joel Cohen, the co-writer of the football book that we had, and there were a lot of questions about Fritzy, a lot of people wearing T-shirts affiliated with the show, people wanted to know about Marvin's hands, you know, the usual stuff there. But thank you, Tucson, for hosting me. Had a great time, met a lot of great people there as well. So, Seton, we're going to go with that question. Better signing, Baker Mayfield, Tampa, Russell Wilson, Pittsburgh.
Yes.
Okay. Well, let's go around the room, and I'll ask you guys. Todd, Baker Mayfield returning to Tampa, and we've talked about a team-friendly deal. I think that's what Baker Mayfield gave Tampa and vice versa. Like, it's a team-friendly deal. He's going to make $50 million guaranteed, but he didn't price himself out of the market, and a lot of these quarterbacks do, or their agents do, and I think there's a sweet spot that for some of these quarterbacks where you go, look, I'm not Mahomes. You know, I'm not Josh Allen. I got to find that sweet spot, and then maybe I can stay with this team. And that, I think, what happened with Baker Mayfield. I think it's a really, really smart deal for both of them. All right, Todd, Baker Mayfield, Tampa, or Russell Wilson Jr. the third in Pittsburgh?
I think there's far fewer question marks by what we saw with Baker than the what we may or may not get with Russell Wilson in Pittsburgh. So I got to go Baker staying with the Bucs.
All right, Seton O'Connor.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Baker. It seems like a deal that makes sense to everybody, both sides. Mm-hmm. And I just kind of like it. It appears that it was like, why are we going to make this more complicated than we need? Than we need it to be. Like, Baker, is this money good for you? Because this works for us and we can build a better team. Right? Great. All right, everybody, we're good. Let's go. Move on.
And you got Mike Evans. You're able to keep Mike Evans as well. All right, Marvin?
I'm going to go Baker in Tampa. Better contract, easier division.
Mm.
So I'm going to go with Baker.
Okay, Paulie?
I'll go with the Steelers because I think there's more upside. The Steelers were close last year. And that division is really tough, but they improved by doing nothing, by spending nothing, by giving up no draft capital.
Yeah, I'm going to go Pittsburgh with the potential upside to it, that if you know you're going to get at least 9 wins, because it happens every year with Mike, then can Russ add 2 more, and you get to 11 wins. Well, now you're competing for maybe a home field advantage. Now, and with that roster, like, which one is more threatening come playoff time? You know, Tampa's good. Pittsburgh could be great. The big question will be how Russ adapts to that offense. You know, they got rid of Canada, their offensive coordinator that everybody said, you know, he's the reason why we struggle. They still struggled even without him. And I think if you get 21 points a game with that defense, you can pencil in at least 11 wins. Yes, Marvin.
Do you think the Steelers can make a real run at best in the AFC? Like, at best, do you think they can make a real run?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, absolutely. But let's keep in mind Deshaun Watson got injured with the Browns. Joe Burrow got injured. And Baltimore ran away with the division. You had help last year. Can you get help again this year? Yes, Todd.
So our DraftKings odds from earlier, that was after Russell Wilson was announced to go to Pittsburgh.
I believe so.
Which has them at distant fourth, and we already have them at maybe winning 10, 11 games, and they could be last place in their own division.
I asked the intern, Ray, to see if he could find out if DraftKings gave us those odds after Russell Wilson signed. He's working on that. Some of my best people in the back are working on that. Okay. Anything else that needs to be mentioned here? Everybody good? Yes, Eaton.
Dang, Ray, the intern?
Yeah. Well, I didn't really have a title for him.
You don't? You've been here for like 2 years.
I know, but he feels like an intern. Like, production assistant, Ray?
Oh, hey, all right. That feels nicer.
Is that official?
I guess.
Wow, that's huge.
Yeah.
Wait, DP, PA Ray?
PA Ray.
Picture day, PA Ray.
He was P-Day. Yeah.
All right, let's take a break. Albert Breer, our good buddy, the Monday morning quarterback, will join us coming up here. We'll get phone calls as well. Back after this, Dan Patrick Show.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Dan Patrick Show weekdays at 9 a.m. Eastern, 6 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's me, 3-time Pro Bowler LeVar Arrington, and I couldn't be more excited to announce a podcast called Up On Game. What is Up On Game, you ask? Along with my fellow Pro Bowler, TJ Hushmanzada, and Super Bowl champion, yep, that's right, Plexico Burris. You can only name a show with that type of talent on it, Up On Game. We're going to be sharing our real-life experiences loaded with teachable moments. Listen to Up On Game with me, LeVar Arrington, TJ Hushmanzada, and Plexico Burris on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime. With tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments. to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
We know that quality sleep is essential, and that's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for you and your partner whenever you want. Two beds in one, firmer or softer on each side, you decide. And it helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature as well, quiets their snoring, so you stay sleeping comfortably all night long. Sleep Number does everything. My Sleep Number setting is 75. Sleep Number smart beds learn how you sleep. They provide personalized insights to help you sleep better. You will never need another bed. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com. If you're watching on Peacock this morning, and why wouldn't you be? You got a little treat during the commercial break on radio as we unveiled the newest addition to the Man Cave. RC, our street artist who came in here, and he's done all the beautiful work out there. We have Caitlin Clark and Steph Curry going one-on-one with each other. So the newest addition there, and want to thank him. He did that over the weekend.
It's quick.
We have all of the great matchups that never happened with Shaq versus Wilt Chamberlain and Michael Jordan and LeBron James. Also Jackie Robinson, Babe Ruth, and Tom Brady and Lawrence Taylor. So we have a beautiful man cave there out there in the basketball area of the man cave. I want to thank him for the artwork, the great stuff that he's done over the years. All right, we'll get to phone calls, best and worst of the weekend, what you saw that you liked, you didn't like. Operator Tyler standing by for that. We'll give you ours as well. We'll head to Hollywood coming up a little bit later on in the show with the fallout from the Academy Awards. But we bring in Albert Breer, the Monday morning quarterback. Always great to talk to him. And Albert, let me start with our poll question today. Better quarterback signing, Russell Wilson in Pittsburgh, Baker Mayfield back in Tampa.
I mean, I think it's Baker Mayfield because we know Baker Mayfield's going to be the starter. And, you know, I think it's a affirmation that the gamble that they took and that Baker took on himself in 2023 was the right one. Russell Wilson is a total dice roll. You know, they set very clear expectations when he came in there for the visit. You know, he had some things that he wanted that he didn't get, and he wound up doubling back to them and signing with them in the end. So I think he wanted to be in Pittsburgh. But this is very much a no risk proposition for the Steelers. If it goes the wrong way, they can pull the plug at any point, and he hasn't been given any assurances of anything. So, you know, this is, I think, for him, a chance to prove that he's changed over the last few years and that he's willing to come in and compete for a starting job. And I think, you know, for the Steelers, it's really time with Kenny Pickett, right? Like, and so this gives you a real chance to have your litmus test with Kenny Pickett. Like, can he go back and win his job back and show the Steelers that he may still be worth building around long term?
And the Broncos have to pick up the tab. So Pittsburgh didn't give up any draft picks, and they're going to pay him $1.2 million. That's why I like the deal. I think the potential upside in Pittsburgh is greater than the potential upside in Tampa. And that's why I would opt with, it didn't cost you anything. You're going to take a chance with Russ. You got to keep up with the other quarterbacks in your own division. And it just feels like with Mike Tomlin, that defense, you know, can Russ help you win a couple more games where you end up with 11 or 12?
I don't disagree with you on like the point that, you know, Tomlin's going to work to get the most out of him. I think Arthur Smith, their new offensive coordinator, will be able to build something that can work for Russell should he win the job. I just think that there's a likelihood, not a likelihood, I would say a good possibility that, you know, we're going into 2025 and the Steelers are looking for a quarterback in the draft.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yes, like, but I think Russ is looking at it and saying, look, I got a chance to get that next contract. It might not be in Pittsburgh, but I get a chance to showcase my talents.
And I think and I've used this example with you before, Dan, but I think like what the Buccaneers have done for themselves is they've created themselves some more runway, right? Like where it's, okay, so could we draft one this year? Yeah, we could draft one. Like say Bo Nix or Michael Penix falls to us in the second round and we really like them. Yeah, we can do that. Or we can wait a year or two. And again, I've used this example with you before, but it's Alex Smith in Kansas City. You know, Alex Smith was a really good quarterback for the Chiefs, but he also bought them a lot of time to find Patrick Mahomes. And so like this, you know, for the Bucs, I think doesn't just help them right now. It also gives them a few years of runway where they don't have to force it with a young quarterback in the draft. Because as you and I both know, when you start forcing it in the draft, that's how EJ Manuel goes 16th overall. That's how Christian Ponder goes 12th overall, right? The Bucs are in a place now where for the next few years, they don't have to force anything, which is a good place to be when you're looking for a young quarterback. And I mean, who knows? Maybe Baker Mayfield winds up becoming the long-term answer after all.
Okay. I thought that Kirk Cousins was going to be the first domino, and Russ, you know, has moved up ahead of the class. So where does that leave Kirk Cousins? What are his options?
Yeah, Atlanta's very interested. I expect that Atlanta is going to make a very strong push to get him, and they've got like great, they've got great connections to him in that building. Raheem Morris was with Kirk Cousins in Washington in 12, 13, and 14. You know, Zach Robinson, the new offensive coordinator there, was the right-hand man of Kevin O'Connell in Los Angeles before O'Connell became the Minnesota coach. So for Cousins, there's scheme carryover there too. He can step right in, and he knows the system that Zach Robinson's going to be putting in. And he's got a really good offensive line in front of him there if he goes there, and Bijan Robinson behind him and Drake London and Kyle Pitts, and here we go. You know, so I think Kirk's going to have two very good options in front of him. And I will say this. He is the big domino in the quarterback market, regardless of what happened with Mayfield, regardless of what happened with Russell. And the way I look at it, you know, like I know it's going to sound weird, but this isn't all about money for him. This is, I think, about someone making a commitment to him being the starting quarterback for the next 2 or 3 years. And when they were negotiating a long-term deal with the Vikings a year ago, the Vikings were unwilling to guarantee money past 2024. And, you know, Kirk took that, and rightfully so, I think, as a, okay, well, you know, like that means you're not willing to commit to me as your starter more than a year past my existing contract. You know, I think the structure of the contract is going to be just as important as the money here, where if you're Minnesota or Atlanta, it's going to be how far out am I willing to give Kirk the financial assurances that will make him believe that he's going to be our starting quarterback in, say, 2025 or 2026. I think that'll be a deciding factor here. And, you know, obviously Minnesota had drawn a hard line a year ago, and they've communicated to Cousins' camp that they're not willing to go where they've gone twice now, which is to 3-year fully guaranteed deals. We'll see how the rest of the day plays out.
He's Albert Breer, the Monday morning quarterback. I'm wondering with the Falcons, if they don't get Kirk Cousins, that he stays in Minnesota, does that open the door then Justin Fields would go to it?
Yes.
Like what's the mark? Is that what's holding up Justin Fields? What he's going to do?
So like when the Bears were really aggressive in scouting Caleb Williams, right? Like they went like with the All-Star games in January, like Ryan Poles instructed his scouts. Every time you talk to a USC player, every time you talk to an Oklahoma player, every time you talk to a player who's from the Washington DC area, you ask them about Caleb Williams. And they tried to get him in for his 30 visit last week. Now the timing didn't quite work out, but the intention was to get him in last Tuesday for his 30 visit. All of this is an expedited timeline in evaluating a quarterback. They did that because they want to check all the boxes on Caleb, so they'd be they'd be cleared to offload Justin Fields. Now, you know, I think the plan there had been with the idea that there's no better time than right before free agency to offload Justin Fields because that's when the most quarterback openings across the NFL. The problem for them became that some of these veteran quarterbacks, your Kirk Cousins, your Baker Mayfields, your Russell Wilsons, were stopping up the market. And so with those guys coming off the market now, I think the hope is that things will clarify a little bit. I'd expect if the Falcons strike out on Cousins for there to be an interest in Justin Fields. The owner really liked him when they looked at him 3 years ago. The general manager there, Terry Fontenot, same thing. So I think the Falcons will be a suitor. With Pittsburgh off the table, I'm just not sure how many more suitors there are going to be than just Atlanta. So I think my personal opinion is that the Bears might have to compromise from a price tag standpoint a little bit to move him off the roster. And I find the conclusion that I think everybody's been seeking for the last few weeks.
If I told you 2 years ago Mac Jones would be dumped for a sixth round pick a couple of years later...
I don't know if I would have thought that was that crazy. I will say this, Dan. Like, they shopped him around last year a little, and this was about the price last year, believe it or not. And I think, to me, like, at least this is all about upside, right? Like, this is all about, like, how can you envision getting the most out of this guy? Like, with Justin Fields, say you acquire Justin Fields, there's so much athletic upside there that you can envision something. Like, can you envision him becoming Jalen Hurts down the line? Like, right? Like, you can probably close your eyes and envision that. May not be likely, but you can probably close your eyes and envision that, right? What's the upside with Mac Jones?
He had a good rookie year.
And that's the problem, right? Like, but that's the problem is, like, you can't, it's really hard to take a player like that and say, all right, like, I believe he can be X or Y or Z, who's a great quarterback in the NFL. It's really hard to do that. Now, that doesn't mean he can't be a good quarterback in the league, but even Baker Mayfield, like, you know, Baker's not the most physically gifted player, but I'd say he's, you know, significantly more talented physically than Mac Jones, you know? So that's the problem that the Patriots had. And, you know, they made the decision at the combine, or finalized the decision at the combine. They were going to do this. They went and talked to Mac Jones a week ago, asked him what he wanted, but they, you know, emphasized their intention to move him off the roster. And here's the crazy thing about it. So I believe the Jaguars offered the sixth back on Friday, right? On Saturday, the Patriots shopped that offer across the NFL to see if they could five anywhere, and they couldn't get a five. And you remember going back a couple of years, right, with San Francisco, how much we thought San Francisco was in on Mac Jones, right?
Yeah.
The Niners wouldn't do it. The Niners have 11 picks this year, Dan, and they wouldn't beat the six that the Jaguars sent off. And you know how these teams sometimes hang on to their draft evaluations. So it's just sort of the way that the league views him. And I'm not saying he can't be a good quarterback in the NFL. Like, I think he's got a lot to work with. And I think it's a smart trade for the Jaguars, because the Jaguars could be looking at this in 4 months and there could be a couple of quarterback injuries in some places and they may be able to flip him for a better pick. You know what I mean? Like, so it could really work out for them that way. But I think the physical limitations limited his market.
Is there a running back who is the person in front with the dominoes that when he goes, that changes everybody?
God, I am so fascinated to see what happens with the running backs, Dan, because to me, isn't this a litmus test? You know what I mean? For where the running back position is. Think about this, right? Okay, not a very good draft class. In fact, the best player at that position in the draft class might be the Texas kid who's coming off the torn ACL, Jonathan Brooks, right? So that's number one. So there aren't great answers in the draft this year, at least as it sets up right now. You have a team who played in the Super Bowl who had the highest paid running back in the league on the roster, right? In Christian McCaffrey. So now there's proof that, like, hey, you can win with a running back making $16 million a year. And then you look at the market and it's Josh Jacobs, Saquon Barkley, Derrick Henry, Austin Eckler, DeAndre Swift. So there are big names out there. So if it's ever going to happen, this is the year, right? Wouldn't it be? Yeah. If you look at, like, all the market conditions, and yet I can't find anybody who thinks that more than maybe one or two of these guys is going to get eight figures, you know, get into the $10 million a year range. I'd say, like, you know, you look at the overall makeup of the group and it's like, okay, like, well, what are teams looking for? I think the ability to catch the ball out of the backfield is a big part of it. And that's why I think Saquon's probably the first one, the first domino to fall. Because he does have that versatility. He's not what Christian McCaffrey is, in the passing game, but close enough, right? Like where he can offer somebody something in that area on top of what he is as a runner. But think about this. He's going into his seventh year. I mean, like, how much can you gamble on a running back at that age, you know? So I like I said, I'm fascinated to see the way this plays out, because I think there are so many things that set up for this to be the right year for someone to pay a running back, and yet there's a lot of doubt that it's actually going to happen.
Always great to talk to you. I know you're busy this week. Thanks for joining us, Albert.
All right, thanks, Dan.
It's Albert Breer, the Monday morning quarterback. I've been saying all along that when the Giants decided that they weren't going to tender an offer for Saquon Barkley, that it felt like he was going to go to the Cowboys. Now I get the feeling that even though he would be better for the Cowboys in the run and passing game, that the Cowboys will look at Derrick Henry. Love Derrick Henry as a player, as a person, but that makes me a little bit nervous that you have Derrick Henry. What's he going to cost you? Can he help Dak Prescott? But it feels like, and Dallas doesn't have a lot of money to play with here. Now, I know Jerry says he's all in this offseason, but I don't know how all in you could be and try to keep everybody, CeeDee Lamb, Micah Parsons, Dak Prescott, happy and improve your roster here. I just think it's going to be hard for Jerry to pass up. You know, he loves the shiny objects. I keep saying that because he does. And this situation where you're going to go, I can get Saquon Barkley, I could hurt, you know, the team in my division, even though the Giants kind of hurt themselves. I know somebody had mentioned Philadelphia. I think the Ravens are in the running for Saquon Barkley, no pun intended. I think that might be a landing spot there as well. But the Raiders and Josh Jacobs, does that relationship stay? There's a lot of talented running backs. I don't know if we'll ever get to this point again with this many free agent running backs that are quality running backs, because I just don't know what the position is going to be like moving forward, where you would have five or six truly talented running backs that are going to be available. And is somebody going to pony up $10 million a year? That's probably what it's going to take. All right, play of the day, and then phone calls coming up after this.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
You've probably put this off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has the tires that will elevate your game. Touring tires for commuting comfort. How about performance tires for sporty handling? All terrain if you're going on and off-road adventuring. Go to TireRack.com and get started. You're not sure where to begin? I suggest the easy-to-use tire decision guide. Get a personalized tire recommendation, the right tires for how and what and where you drive. Choose from the full lineup of BF Goodrich tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They bring the tires to your home or office, and install them on site. Go to TireRack.com/Dan, see their BF Goodrich test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to keep an eye out for the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/Dan. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Oh, my God.
The play, of the day.
Left, I got it!
Play it and play it.
This is the play of the day.
Check this out.
It's DeVries. Ferguson trying to set a screen. Wolf stayed right with him. Three. Good! Oh, he was outside. Way outside and puts it down in 24 for him.
Drake shot 61% from three-point range. They picked up the win. That's courtesy of CBS Sports. Kevin Harlan with the call. That's your play of the day. Play of the day brought to you by the great folks at Discover. They want everybody to feel special. That's why your Discover card gives you access 24/7 to customer service as well as $0 fraud liability, which means you're never held responsible for unauthorized purchases. Learn more. Discover.com/credit card. Limitations, like Fritzy, apply. All right, Seton, update the poll results. We'll get some phone calls in there.
Yeah, right now it's not even close. We got 68% of the vote. Better quarterback signing this weekend. Baker Mayfield just running away with it. Everybody loves that.
Yeah, I think so. It feels like he's coming back to Tampa. Mike Evans is coming back. Maybe they're going to be able to keep some of their defensive players there. With Russ, you're rolling the dice. I still like Pittsburgh's side of this because you're rolling the dice on somebody who doesn't cost you anything. It's 1 year, and the potential for an upgrade in an already really competitive division. Andrew in Pittsburgh. Andrew, welcome to the program.
Hi, Dan. A couple quick thoughts on Russ and my Steelers. First, a guy that calls himself Mr. Unlimited has a Subway sandwich named after him and demands his own office isn't really a Pittsburgh Steeler at his core.
True.
I think I'd rather go 9-8 with Kenny Pickett than 9-8 with Russ, because let's be honest, that's probably going to be our record anyway. And I understand it's low risk, high reward, but I still feel bad for Kenny. We're saying that experiment's over after giving him a high school coordinator for 2 years and coaching into him terrible pocket presence. But I think the thing to think about here, Dan, is this is Mike Tomlin's last year on his contract. He hasn't been renewed. So what this says to me as a Steelers fan is we're going to blow things up in 2025. Cam Hayward's last year, Mike Tomlin's last year, and just completely start over with the new coach and regime next year. Thanks, guys.
All right. Thank you, Andrew. Great points there. Yeah, I certainly understand that. But I think the potential to have 11 wins with Russ as opposed to 9 wins with Kenny Pickett, and he doesn't cost you anything. And Kenny Pickett's already under contract. And it doesn't mean that Kenny Pickett can't regain the starting job even after a year with Russell Wilson. You still got to learn the position. And yes, your offensive coordinator hurt you and set you back a couple of years. But who hired him? Mike Tomlin did. Does Mike Tomlin want to stay as a coach? And, you know, he's got TV opportunities. He'll have TV opportunities. And maybe this is it. He's a Hall of Fame coach already. But I think that potential with Russell Wilson, I think he realizes if this is my last year coaching, Russell Wilson gives me a better chance to go out in style than Kenny Pickett does. So there is a lot of upside there. Tim in Tucson. Hi, Tim. What's on your mind today?
Hey, good morning, Dan. This is Tim in Tucson, 63185. Hey, I got a chance to meet you yesterday a couple of times at the Tucson Festival of Books. And, hey, what a great, great appearance by you and Joel. I really enjoyed it. I can see why you and Joel had so much fun writing that book. You guys are funny and smooth and really played off each other well.
Well, thank you, Tim. I had a great time. It's a big deal. It's a far bigger deal than I realized. Tucson opens the doors to over 100,000 people, over 300 authors, and their festival of books, and they did a wonderful job. Also, the people who donated their time, the volunteers, over 1,000 volunteers, you guys were wonderful as well. Thank you for the opportunity. Brad in North Carolina. Hi, Brad. What's on your mind today?
What's up, DP?
Hey, bud.
Best and worst of the weekend. I've got a best and two worst. Best, Cormac Ryan dropping 31 in Cameron. for Carolina to win, as Podrick would say, their turd ACC regular season championship. First worst of the weekend, Kyle Filipowski doing his best Grayson Allen impression, tripping Harrison Ingram as he was going down the floor. It was pretty intentional. And then my second worst was the Cameron Crazies throwing all sorts of objects at Carolina after the game. Just, you know, we talk about protecting the opposing team getting off the floor, but that doesn't get covered by ESPN.
Yeah, you know, there were some embarrassing moments there. And Filipowski does intentionally trip the Carolina player. Although the Carolina player, I think, realized, hey, I got to sell this a little bit. Yeah, I got tripped, and then I take a couple. I got to fall down. And then, of course, the Grayson Allen comparisons happen. And it's another Duke player doing it. All right, best and worst of the weekend. We'll get to more phone calls coming up. I mentioned the tournament bids. You have Longwood. Did Jerome Kersey play at Longwood? Can we check that, please?
Checking.
Drake, Morehead State, and Stetson all punched their ticket. Yes, Eaton.
It is another Duke player doing it.
I know. What are the odds that you would have? Now, maybe that happens a lot more often than we think, but I'm not sure. It's a Duke player, and it's against Carolina.
And now all of a sudden, you're a Cameron Crazy, but now you just look like a jerk because you're throwing stuff.
Yeah.
Like, it was fun when you guys did it, like, you'd jump around all at the same time and do all that goofy stuff.
When you were winning.
Yeah, now it's not funny.
Yeah. Yeah, Paulie.
First of all, Jerome Kersey did go to Longwood.
Wow.
I think it was Longwood College, maybe, at the time.
Mm.
After the game, Kyle Filipowski did the thing. I didn't see him coming. I was just getting back up. I didn't trip him on purpose. Wouldn't it have been just refreshing? He said, yeah, man, busy game. A guy went over the top of me, so I gave him a little leg. Wouldn't it be just so refreshing if someone just copped to it?
Probably shouldn't have done that, but I did.
Yeah.
I didn't take it back.
Yeah.
Admitting things is really cool sometimes.
Yeah.
You tripped him. It's okay. It's not, you didn't kill him. You didn't punch him.
Grayson Allen didn't. I don't think he ever copped to anything that he did.
He did like four of them.
Yeah. He's still in the NBA.
He's having a nice career.
Yeah, he's doing all right. I mean, he's a talented player. I remember when he was a freshman and he came in. I think they were playing for a national title. And he came in and all of a sudden you're going, all right, we got somebody coming up here. Did watch some of the women's basketball, LSU, South Carolina. Somehow, some way, you have to make sure that they're on a collision course. And they were on a collision course in a variety of ways yesterday, on the court against each other and almost a fight there. You have Iowa. You got to have Iowa and USC meet at some point. You got Caitlin Clark and Juju Watkins. They have to meet. And I think that would, I mean, storylines with the women's tournament, far better than the men's, but we know the men's tournament is going to be popular. You may not know a lot of the players or the teams, but it's March Madness, and it never fails to deliver. All right, hour two on the way. We're going to look back at the 2021 draft class with all the quarterbacks there. Trevor Lawrence, Zach Wilson, Trey Lance, Justin Fields, Mac Jones, all taken within the top 15 picks of that draft. Trevor Lawrence might be the only one who's staying with his original team. We'll talk about that coming up. More phone calls as well on this Monday.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Owning a Mercedes-Benz EV isn't just extraordinary, it's extra easy. With full remote access to your vehicle from your phone via the Mercedes Me Connect app, the vehicles are all electric. The feeling is all Mercedes. The choice is all yours. Learn more. MBUSA.com/EQ.